And I don't think it's a dream of calamity, but it's I think the dream that God is dreaming will give your city a future and a hope. And I really believe that the Lord is looking for a womb, if you will, that he can release his dreams in to his dreamers, and that those dreamers would begin to be like Walt Disney, Imagineers who begin to build inside in the invisible realm something that will eventually be birthed in the visible realm. I believe that God wants to impregnate his church with a vision. In Psalms 103, it says that we stand in the womb of the dawn. In Romans 8, it says that the earth is groaning with birth pains because it's trying to give birth to something. Yeah. Jesus said in Matthew 24, when you see earthquakes and you see all these signs of earthquakes and natural disasters, he says, don't worry, because these are the beginnings of the birth pains. And I think the Lord is trying to give birth to something. That the Lord, and I believe the head is crowning, and the Lord, and we're in labor, and the earth is groaning, and God is trying to give birth to something. A lot of people are worrying, but it's not something to worry about, because it's a God thing. See, we haven't seen God pour out his spirit on all flesh yet. When we're talking about the signs of the times, it's always the negative stuff. But God said, in the last days, and I think that qualifies, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. What would it look like for God to pour his spirit upon all flesh? I mean, just begin to imagine what it would be like for God to pour out his spirit on all flesh. You go, well, I don't know if it means all, but what if it does? What if you're just dreaming too small? What if you're just not imagining the dreams of God? He wants to do more than you can think, right? Ask or think. You may not be able to ask or think it, but I wonder if you can imagine it. I wonder if you can dream it. I remember about a year ago, we were with some friends. Yes, we still have some. And we went to the Crystal Cathedral with a friend of mine who pastors there. And I was walking around. How many of you have ever seen the Crystal Cathedral? It's an all-glass building. And I'm walking around in that building, and I'm, it's not my style building. It's not what I would build. But I'm walking around this building, and I am being so inspired. And I started thinking, like, what would it be like to build something that when people walk into it, that the awesomeness of God would be all around them?